Today, we continue with lesson number 33 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin, and today we begin the 10th perek, the perek called Hazeroa V'Halachoyayim, and we will be learning the first two Mishnayos, perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. The Torah tells us, in Chumash Devorim, Perek Yud Ches, Posek Gimel, V'zeh Yihyeh Mishpat HaKohanim Me'eis Ha'om. This is going to be what the Kohanim are entitled to get from the people. Me'eis Zovchei HaZevach Im Shorim Se, from the people who shecht an animal, whether an ox or a sheep, cow or a sheep, V'nosan la'kohen hazeroa v'halochayayim v'hakeva. They ought to give to the Kohen from every animal of the shecht, the zeroa, the right forearm, v'halochayayim, the cheekbone, and the keva, the last of the four stomachs of the cow. This is matnas kohuna, something that every soil who shechts an animal has to give to the Kohen. In this perek, we will be learning the specifics about this mitzvah. The Mishnah begins, Hazeroa v'halechoyayim v'hakevo, these three parts of the body of the animal must be given to the Kohen, and noagin be'oretz uv'chutz lo'oretz. This din applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Thailand, everywhere. Bifnei habayis v'shelo bifnei habayis. In times when the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, was standing, and even like today when it is no longer standing. Bachulin, it applies to animals which are ordinary, not karbonos. Avolo b'muktoshin. When it comes to behemos which are karbonos, there is no inyan of giving the zroa, the chayayim, and keva to the kohen. This is interesting, the Mishnah continues. Shehoyo badin, if one was just going to think for oneself, one could make the following kal v'chomer. Uma im hachulin she'enon chayovin b'chozev v'shok. There's an ordinary animal, when you shecht it, you have to give the zeroa v'lechayayim and keva to the kohen. But the chozev v'shok, the chest bone and the thigh bone, you can keep for yourself. But nevertheless, chayovim b'matonos, even though you're exempt from chozev v'shok, you're mechuyov in the matonos of zeroa v'lechayayim v'keva. Shok kodeshim shechayovim b'chozev v'shok. Korbonos, specifically, a korban shlomim, when the person brings a korban shlomim, he must give to the kohen the chozev or shok of that animal. As the Torah tells us in Parshas Tzav, in Vayikra Perek Zayin, Psukim Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis, V'hoyo hechoze li'aharonu levonov, v'yeis shok hayomin titnu trumo la'kohen mizilvchei shalmeichem. So the Torah specifically gives, assigns a mitzvah of giving to the Kohen the Chozev HaShok from a Korban Shlomim. So I might argue, if for a Korban Shlomim there's a halacha to give the Chozev HaShok, where there's no such halacha by Chulin, ain't no din shechayovim b'matonos, shouldn't I certainly be mechuyov in Zroa v'halchayayim v'hakeva in addition to the Chozev HaShok to the Shlomim? So I might reason. However, against such a likelihood of such an argument, Talmud Loma, the Torah tells us, ki es chazei ha-tenufo, v'shok ha-truma, lokachti me'eis b'nei Yisrael mizivchei shalmehem, that I, says God, took the chozev v'shok, the chest bone and the right thigh bone of the animal, and I gave it from a shlomim, from the Jewish people. Vo'etein, back to the Mishnah only quotes the last half of this posuk. Vo'etein, no som li'aharon ulekohen ulevonov l'chok olam. I gave notice, osom, I gave them. And Chazal learn, osom means them and only them. All the Kohen gets from the Shlomim is the Chozev Ashok, not the Zeruah, Chayim, and Keva. Ein lo elo masha omo bo inyan. He only gets what's specified in the Torah in Chumash Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Daled, and no more. Mishnah Beis continues to teach us something very basic in the laws of Kodeshim with relationship to an animal which has a mum, has one of the defects which are spelled out in the Mishnayos and Meseches Bechoros, which is the next Meseches of Mishnayos, which we will learn when we, Amir Hashem, finish Meseches Chulin, really in just under a week. And there, the identity of the mumen, the actual anatomy, will be discussed. But here, we're going to learn this Mishnah some basic principles about mumim and what an animal which has a mum, what can be or cannot be done with it in the case of when this animal is donated, is consecrated to Hekdesh, to temple purposes. It's a complicated Mishnah, but we'll go slowly and we'll do it fine. Kol HaKadoshim, all korbonos, in other words, animals which were consecrated to be sacrifices, they were donated to the Mizbeach, to the altar, Shekodam mum kovua lehekdesha, that before the person was maktish, consecrated the animal already had a mum. So you go out to your backyard and you see there's an animal with a broken leg, with a flattened nose, with cross eyes, with all the various kinds of things which are considered a mum kovua, a permanent mum. These defects, these blemishes are not going away. And you say, this should become a korban, olah, shlomim, whatever. No. You can't bring it as a korban because it has a mum. V'niftu, if you redeem it. Now, truth is, you shouldn't have done it in the first place. If you went out in your backyard and saw this animal of yours, a sheep, this lamb, whatever, and you see it has a mum and you're makdish it, you shouldn't do that. However, if you did, you were makdish b'mum unknowingly or intentionally, so now this animal can't have a kedushas haguf. It can't itself be a korban because it's a b'mum, but it has what's called kedushas domim. Its value is sacred. Its value is for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. So what you do is you take the animal and you redeem it. You lay out money for it. And that money is given to the gizbor, to the temple treasurer, and he buys other karbanos with that money. So our mission is telling us, what do you do with such an animal which had a mum kavua before the hektish, and now it has been redeemed? Chayovin bepchoro. Even after it is redeemed, this animal is now considered totally, in a sense, totally chulin. And if this animal is a female and gives birth to a firstborn, that firstborn has kedushas bechor, is considered a bechor, and has to be handled according to the laws of bechor. Uva matonos. This is the connection to the previous Mishnah. If you shech this animal, remember, an animal could be a balmum and still be kosher. Not all the mumin make the animal a treifa. One of the mumen is a certain type of cancer or growth in the eye. Well, that does not make the animal treifa. It's still as kosher as can be. It just can't be used as a korban. So if you shech this animal, even though it was once, quote, kadosh, you still have to give the zroa l'chayayim v'keva to the kohen. That's after the pidyon. Before the pidyon, even though it's a balmum, it is potur from Bechoro and from Matonos. The reason being that since it has a Kedushas Domim, it has some Kedusha, its value is Kadosh. So therefore, that Kedushas Domim pushes away, as it were, the possibility of other Kedushos to take effect. Ein Kedusha Chala al Kedusha. the kedusha of the bechora and the requirement of matzroa v'holchayayim v'hakeva cannot apply to an animal which has kedushas domim. So before the pidyon, it's exempt from bechora and matonos. After the pidyon, it is chaya b'bechora uv'matonos. After the pidyon, v'yotzin l'chulin lihigozez u'lohayoveit. As we will learn, an animal, another category of animals, which had pidyon, retain a certain degree of kedusha, so that they're not karbonos after pidyon, but rather there are certain restrictions. They cannot be shorn, cannot trim its wool, you cannot milk it, you cannot work with it. However, this animal, whose mum kavua came before it became hegdish, and now it has been nifte, subjected it to pidyon, someone redeemed it. So the animal is chulin, and therefore you can use its wool, you could work with it, etc. But if a person is makdish, a korban, not a balmum, and after he was makdish it, it became a balmum, and then he was poda it, then, as we will see later, it is osur in gizov avoda. You can't use its wool, and you can't plow with it or work with it or whatever. But let's get back now to our case of shekodam mumkovua lehikdeshom. The animal was never fit to be a korban. It was once upon a time when it was born, maybe it was fit to be a korban. But when he was makdashit, it was already not fit to be a korban. And then he was poda it. Uvlodon v'chalovon mutor li'achar pidyonon. After the pidyon of this animal, shekodam mumkovua lehikdeshom, its offspring are perfectly chulin, mutar, and its milk is mutar. V'hashochton b'chutz, if after the pidyon you take this animal and you shecht it outside the temple courtyard, you shecht it in downtown Yerushalayim, you shecht it in Alexandria, then, potter, you're exempt from the serious prohibition of shochet korbonos bachutz. This is true, by the way, even before the pidyon, because the animal never was roi lehikorev from the time you were makdish it. It was never fit to be brought as a korbon, and therefore you can't speak of an isur of shchutei chutz. V'ein osin temura. Again, this animal, which never had a kedushas hakuf, but only a kedushas domim, cannot be made into a temura. Temura means, if I have an animal which is a bona fide hegdish, a karbonoilo, living yet, I haven't shechted it yet, and I take another animal and say, I want this second animal to be exchanged for the first one, so the Torah tells us, Farehu smuroso yiya kodesh. They are both kodesh, the original one and the other one, the temura. In this case, if a person takes this animal, even before pidyon, this animal which had a mum kavua and was then made into hektish, there's no temura on such an animal. V'yemesu, if this animal dies before pidyon, so the sequence, it had a mum kavua, you makdish it and said, harezu korban oilo, harezu korban shlomim, and then it died. So what do you do with the carcass? So you're poda the carcass. The carcass is also worth something. What's the carcass worth? You can feed it to the dogs. Even though the halacha is ein podim es hakodoshim lahachilon laklovim, normally you're not poda kodoshim. You don't redeem psulei hamukdoshim in order to feed it to the dogs. But here, since there was never a kedusha saguf on this animal, it's mutter to be poda it after Misa. And they don't require what's called ha-moda v'harocha. Normally you can't be poda a dead animal because you have to stand the animal up and assess its value. Not true in this case. You're poda it. The Mishnah continues. Chutz min ha-bchor u-min ha-ma'aseh. There's an exception to these general rules, and that is, if you have an animal, a firstborn from your flock, you have an animal in your flock, and one animal never gave birth to a calf before, one cow, and this is its firstborn calf, And now it went and it and before you had a chance to designate it and say, this is the Bechor, I'm hereby makdish it as a Bechor. Before you did that, it developed a mum. So you have the mum before the hekdish. So the kedusha is chal. The reason why the kedusha is chal is because, yes, you are supposed to designate it verbally, this is a Bechor. However, the kedusha came as soon as it was born, even without your designation. And the kedusha made the Bechor, the birth of the Bechor is what made it kadosh, whether it was born without a mum or with a mum. The only difference is that a Bechor without a mum is brought upon the Mizbeach. A Bechor with a mum is given to the Kohen who eats it bimumo. So with the case of a Bechor, it's different. And also in the case of Masa Behemo. In the case of Masa Behemo, the Posuk tells us, Ho Asiri Yihye Kodesh Lashem Lo Yivaker Ben Tov Lo Ro. That the 10th animal, you line up all your 100 animals, and you march them through a narrow fence, a narrow opening in the fence, and you count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 10th is designated as Masa Behemo. The Torah tells us with reference to Masa Behemo, Lo Yivaker Ben Tov L'Ro, meaning there's no distinction between a Masa Behemo, which is a Tam, meaning not a Balmum, or Masa Behemo, which is a Balmum. So in the case of Bechor and Maser, there is a Kedushas HaGuf, even though the animal has become a Baal Mum, as opposed to other Karbonos, which, if they became a Baal Mum before they became Hekdesh, there is no Kedushas HaGuf, there's only Kedushas Domim, and hence we have all the leniencies that were spelled out in the Mishnah to this point. This is part one of the Mishnah, of a situation where the mum kavua existed before the owner made the animal hekdesh. Now, part two of the Mishnah. Kol shekodam hekdesh ones mumon. Suppose, before the mum developed, the animal is perfectly healthy, and I go and I designate it, this should be a korban ola, this should be a korban shlomim, and now it's still on my farm grazing, and what do you know, it gets hit by the tractor, and it develops a mum. All right? So, kodam hekdesh on this mumon, the hekdesh came before the mum. Or, mum over le hekdesh. Suppose the animal develops a mum before I was makdesh it, before I designated it as a korban ola or a korban shlomim. But the mum was one which is over, meaning give it a week or two and plenty of sunshine and good food, and the animal will be healed. So in such a case, that's not considered a mum, with reference to the fact that when I designate it as a korban ola or korban shlomim, it does develop, or does take on kedushas haguf. So o mum over le hekdeshon uli achamikan nolad lohem mum kavua. Suppose, in one of these two cases, the animal was perfectly healthy and I was makdashit, or the animal had a mum over and I was makdashit. And now, after I was makdashit, after I designated it, consecrated it as an olor or a shlomim or whatever, now it develops a mum kavua, a permanent mum that's not going to go away. Once it develops a mum kavua, the option, only option open to me is pidyon, redeem it, because the mum transferred its Kedusha from Kedusha Saguf, from intrinsic Kedusha headed toward the Mizbeach as a Korban. Now, after the Bamum Kavua, it is no longer Kadosh Kedusha Saguf. It can't be brought upon the Mizbeach. So therefore, all that it retains is Kedusha's Domim, its value. Since its value is sacred, what I can do is lay out the money, the value of this animal, and with that money, buy other Korbanos. With this pidyon, these animals go out l'chulin. They become chulin. And therefore, peturin min ha-bechora. If this animal now gives birth to a bechor, this bechor is not kadosh with the kedusha of bechora. Because the posuk says, in Devorim, Perek Yud Beis, posuk tesvov, with reference to pesulei hamukdoshin, the category name for what we're talking about here is Pesulei HaMukdoshin, something which is kadosh, which became pasul. In this case, the animal was kadosh and then developed a mum kavua, so it's psulei hamikdoshin. And the Torah tells us with reference to it, to the psulei hamikdoshin, that they are to be treated kitzvi v'cho ayol, like a tzvi or an ayol, which are two chayos, two animals, a deer, or whatever an ayol means also. An ayol is not a ram, that's ayil. Ayol with a comets under the yud is a type of a chaya as opposed to a behemoth. A tzvi and an ayol are potter from bechor. The pasuk says with reference to a bechor in Parshas Re'eh, kol ha-bechor asher yivoleid bivkorcha uvitzoncha, only refers to cattle and to sheep. So the Gemara understands that just like a tzvi and an ayol are potter from bechor, so too psulei hamukdoshim sheniftu are potter from bechor, even if the bechor was born after the pidyon. Umin hamatonos. This is the connection to our mission number one, that this is an example of an animal which is exempt from zroa v'holachayayim v'hakeva because it once was kadosh kedushas haguf, and for a while kedushas domim, and now neither kedusha remains. It was after pidyon. However, even after pidyon, the Mishnah continues, ve'enon yotzin l'chulin l'higozei zuleyove. Yes, they can take them on the farm, and you can, whatever you can do with them. We'll see what you can and can't do with them. Very little that you can do with them. But they're exempt from bechor, and they are exempt from matanos. But you can't work with them, and you can't shear their wool. Enyon yotzin l'chulin l'higozeis, to be shorn of their wool, ulehayoved, nor to work. The reason is, because the Torah tells us with reference to psulei hamikdoshim, tizbach v'yochalto bosor. You know what you can do with it? You can shecht it and have a barbecue. Tizbach v'yochalto, shecht it and eat it. That's all you can do with it. Zvicha v'achila. But giza v'avoda, shearing its wool, S-H-E-A-R-I-N-G, shearing its wool, or avoda, working with it, is prohibited, A. Uvladon v'chalavon osur liyacha pidyono. After the pidyon, if this animal gives birth, meaning it became pregnant before the pidyon, and it gave birth after the pidyon, and certainly if it gave birth before the pidyon, the vlad is osur, because the vlad remains kadosh and can't be nifte. You can't be poded the vlad. It's vlad kadoshim. And its milk is osur. Again, because the pasuk says v'yochalta basar, you can eat its meat. In Chazal Darshan, you can eat its meat, basar v'lo cholov, basar, but not the milk. V'hashochton b'chutz, if a person shechts psulei hamikdoshin before pidyon, outside the Beis HaMikdosh, even though it's a balmum, so it can't be brought as a korban. So you might think I can shecht it wherever I want. No. Before pidyon, it retains a certain kedusha, and if you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdosh, chayav, you're guilty of the avera of shchutei chutz. The Gemara explains that we're speaking here of a mum of dokin sheba'ayin, a mum of some type of a cataract or cancer in the eye, and only that type of a mum. And our Mishnah would thereby be following Rabbi Akiva, who says that such a mum, which is only obvious to an expert animal ophthalmologist, but not apparent to the naive observer, that if that korban was, that animal was brought upon the Mizbeach, im olu lo yerdu, which we learned in the Mishnah, in Maseches Zvochim Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. So therefore, since it has that degree of Kedusha which it retains, because the mum is not apparent to any observer, just any observer, only to an expert. So therefore, since it retains that kedusha of im olu lo yerdu, if they are offered the mizbeach, you don't take them down from the mizbeach. So therefore, with that degree of kedusha, it's enough that before pidyon, hashochton bachutz chayav. However, the halacha is not that way. But rather the halacha is that any animal which cannot be brought as a korban lifnim, as a korban inside the Beis HaMikdash, in this case because it has a mum, whatever mum, even dokin shabayin, even a membrane, a cataract in the eye, if you shecht it bachutz, you would be potur. That's the halacha. V'yosin temura. The animal does retain a certain degree of kedusha even before the pidyon, so that if I have this animal, remember, it's an animal which was perfectly fine, I was makdishit, or it had a mum over and I was makdishit, and then later it developed a mum kavua, before the pidyon, if I take a second animal and say, I want this second one to be a substitute for the first, they are both kadosh. It's a bal mum. Well, by Tamura, the Pasuk says, Tov bara o ra betov. And from there we learn that in the case of a Balmum, Shekodam Hekdesha Nes Mumon, that was Hekdesh, was in effect Kedusha Saguf before it developed the Mum Kavua, you can make a Tamura from it. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, V'yemesu, these animals, if, remember, the animal which was Hekdesh and then it then developed the mum. Before the pidyon, if it dies, yikaveru, it has to be buried. You can't be pode this type of animal la'achamisa, because of the rule, ein podim es hakodeshim la'achilom laklovim. A behemo which once had kedushas haguf, like this animal had kedushas haguf, because its mum came after it became hekdesh, can never be pode after it dies. The first part of our Mishnah was talking about a situation where the mum came before the hegdish. So the hegdish, the animal never was kadosh kedushas haguf, but only kedushas domim. In such a case, if that animal dies, it can be subject to pidyon. But we're talking about v'yemesu, an animal which was the hegdish came before the bamum. So at the time of the hegdish, did have a kedushas haguf. Once it has a kedushas haguf, the rule kicks in. You can't feed it l'ha'achilon l'klovim. You can't feed it to get its carcass. You can't be poda its carcass to feed to the dogs. And so we have finished lesson number 33.